Most museums display less than 5% of the objects they own. Some things might be too fragile to display, others no longer fit a museum's mission. But in the first of an occasional series of stories called Hidden Treasures, Harriet Baskus reports that there are plenty of other reasons some great stuff stays in storage.
Back in 1719, when Russian Tsar Peter the Great opened what is considered to be the first public museum, he displayed all sorts of natural and human rarities, exotic butterflies, skeletons, and living specimens such as Foma the Lobster Boy. Born with fused fingers and toes, Foma was popular long after his death. That's because he was stuffed and kept on display.
Which I can only guess must have been horrific.
Stephen Osma is a professor at Columbia College in Chicago.
Because the level of taxidermy at that time was really rudimentary. It was sort of like the same technique you would use for upholstering chairs or something. It was really low tech.
Osma is the author of a book titled Stuffed Animals and Pickled Heads, about the culture and evolution of natural history museums. He says in the late 1700s America, there was even a proposal to pickle such prominent people as Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and other founding fathers.
Up to the present, people continue to want to see something exotic, something bizarre, something that hits them at this emotional, passionate level. And I think the trick for current curators is to have that kind of thing in the museum, but then also turn that emotional experience into something that people can learn from.
There's that balancing act between showing off great stuff and telling a great story.
Stephen Lubar is the chair of the Division of History of Technology at the Smithsonian Institution's Museum of American History in Washington, D.C.
I'll give you an example. We have a nice collection of scrimshaw, and as you can imagine, occasionally sailors made vaguely pornographic scrimshaw, and I don't think we'd display that.
Fear of upsetting some people might be why the Smithsonian does not display one of the collections cared for by Eric Gents, a specialist in the museum's division of science, medicine, and society.
We're going into quarter unit number 20. And this is a cabinet that has a lot of drawers, so you can put smaller objects into them. What we have is our condom collection, as well as some other contraceptive devices. Here, let me open. We have some very early chic products, one called Chariots. We have foreign condoms, such as this Japanese package, which winks at you.
What's considered okay to display does change over time. Stephen Lubar says it took more than 125 years to transform objects collected the night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination from ghoulish peep show to history lesson.
Right after President Lincoln was assassinated, artifacts that were in that room ended up at the Smithsonian. And the secretary of the Smithsonian then said, we'll take the stuff, but we'll keep it off-site. It's not what we do here. We don't display this kind of thing. They were not on display for a long time, but in the most recent exhibit we've done on the presidency, those are on exhibit and quite popular. So there's a change in what seems appropriate.
Sometimes museums decide it's appropriate to put away objects the public has come to love. It may be a painting, a sculpture, or an historical artifact that turns out to be fake, or a sacred Native American object that was never meant for public viewing. About 10 years ago, curators at Chicago's Field Museum locked away 10 light blue boxes in the human remains room.
And in this case, we're looking at shrunken heads from South America made by the tribe formerly called Jivaro in Ecuador.
Ben Bronson is an anthropology curator at the Field Museum.
The heads measure about, say, 4 inches high on the average. The lips are sewn up. The hair is very realistic. The ears, the nose, eyes are very realistic. They look as though they're in the original human shape. In the days when these were on exhibit, they were one of the most popular exhibits in the museum.
Bronson says the heads were displayed for years alongside other South American artifacts, with little detail about the role head shrinking played in the Jivaro cycle of illness, death, and rituals intended to prevent war. But in 1990, when the museum dismantled the South America exhibition, the heads headed for storage. Now that a new South America hall is being planned, museum officials wonder if they should put the heads back on display. Gary Feynman is a curator and chair of the Field Museum's anthropology department.
We have to be very careful that people just don't come to an exhibit, look at the the head and then immediately think that the Hivero are some sort of very, you know, savage, bloodthirsty people. After all, these people still have descendants who are around today who are trying to make a living and live their lives in the forests of eastern Ecuador.
While cultural differences can spark debate, the Smithsonian's Eric Jentz points to one object that's literally too hot to handle.
So we have in the safe a lead-lined container that contains some of the original radium that Madame Curie possessed. And as you can see, there's a yellow sticker here that says, "Caution, radioactive materials." I've been told that it's the hottest thing in the building.
Hot or not, it's something the Smithsonian Institution never plans to show, but has committed to keep. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.